Well, hello. Let me start by saying, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, this message is for everybody, but primarily I want to especially address it to the Family Prayer Center people here in Tulsa, Oklahoma, just to make sure everybody understands the changes that we've made recently. First off, everything we're discussing today is not because we're in fear of the coronavirus. Nothing could be farther from the truth. We are not afraid. Do you hear me? If anything, the coronavirus should be afraid of us. Jesus told us not to fear, and that sickness and disease has no dominion over us, just like sin doesn't either. Right on the other hand, we are told in many places in the Bible to obey every ordinance of man. Now, President Trump has given these guidelines right now that it would be best if we not have gatherings of 10 people or more during this time. So we're doing our best to obey that. And we're not afraid of the virus. Jesus told us not to be afraid. You got to remember this too, though. It was Satan that tempted Jesus. He said, and he used scripture to do it. You know, just climb up on top of the temple and just jump off. The angels will bear you up lest you dash your foot against a stone. In other words, in plain English, well, you can just jump off the temple. You won't be hurt. The angels, they'll take care of you. And do you remember what Jesus said to the devil? It is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. One modern translation puts it this way and says, you shall not put the Lord your God to a foolish test. Well, amen. I want to make sure I get this part right now, because there was some misinformation at first about it. But our local news station has reported the first death in Oklahoma from COVID-19, and it's right here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Of course, we hate for it to happen to anybody, but the facts are, this is a man, he was 55 years old. He has been a Pentecostal pastor for over 20 years. Now, I got this information from the church's own website, this is their own writing, because they know him best in the circumstances. And they said he was in good health, except for the past few weeks, he had been experiencing the symptoms of a cold. So fortunately, he was not in the service last Sunday because of that cold. But it kept getting worse, and so he went and got checked. And Tuesday, he was diagnosed with COVID-19. Wednesday, he passed away. Now, thankfully, so far, no one in the congregation has tested positive for COVID-19, not even the members of his own family. But after this event, the church is now quarantining the building, and many of their church members are self-quarantining themselves at home. This is serious business. There is no point putting the Lord to a foolish test just trying to prove our faith. That's why the Family Prayer Center, the building itself, will be closed until further notice. Now, even though there's not going to be any services held in the building, we are going to continue to minister. It may be on a recording like this, it may be a video, it may be audio, it might be Alan Taylor, it might be me, it could be somebody else. But we can continue to minister this way without putting the Lord to a foolish test. There's just no reason for it. Now, just to make sure that I'm very clear here, let me get my guidelines. Until further notice, there will be no meetings held at the Family Prayer Center building here in Tulsa, not on Sunday, not Wednesday, and no prayer meetings Friday or Saturday. The building is closed. I was talking with Sue, and we kind of jokingly said to each other, well, you know, somebody forgets, and they just love the prayer center, and they wind up driving to the building and remember, oh, yeah, there's no services. Well, feel free to pray in the parking lot, you know. You can have a little prayer meeting right there in your car. Okay, all right. Now, listen, we're going to come through this. Anything that the devil intends for evil, God is going to turn it for good. A lot of people are going to get saved through this. It's causing people to come face to face with their own mortality. It's going to wake a lot of people up, and I'll be honest with you, it's going to make some changes that in the long term are going to be financially and economically better for this country. I'm not preaching on that today, but we're going to wind up not being so dependent on foreign powers as we have been in the past. I believe our economy, I don't know how soon, but I believe it is going to come roaring back. There is no need to be in fear. And in the meantime, we're all going to help each other out. Now, listen, we need to stay in prayer. Pray for everybody's health. Pray for their finances. I mean, so many businesses are closed. I know a lot of people are without their normal check. Here on the news, on the federal updates, there may be help coming, but that's another reason. We need to be praying for our government, praying for wisdom that they know what to do, and do it in with God's mind and with God's timing. Now, for us, though, at the prayer center, with all of our praying, we need to pray for all of those things. But listen, we can continue to contend for revival in prayer. We can still do it corporately. We're just not doing it in the building. But we do not want to let our assignment for prayer drop. We need to contend for revival and remain in prayer, because that is the will of God. Now, in the meantime, when so many of us, we were sort of confined to the house, Sue and I, we're both fine, we feel great, but we're doing our best also, personally, to obey the guidelines and not leave the house any more than necessary. How did the president put it? He said, enjoy your living room. So we're enjoying our living room. But listen, this is a great time to dive into the Word, like maybe you haven't had time to do in a long time. This is a great time to get out your blueprint. And if that's not the Family Prayer Center is familiar with that term. What we're talking about, any prophecies that have come forward on you in the past, anything that the Lord has said to you in the past, this is a great time to get those out and go over them again. Get quiet, get before the Lord, listen, throw in some fasting, hear what the Lord would say and see what He would say about that blueprint, where you are right now and what needs to happen next. This is a great time to seek the Lord. Now, for example, myself, I've been going back during those first 2 years. Those of you that know my story, you know the first 2 years after hearing Pastor Dave Roberson teach why pray in tongues, basically. For those next 2 years, I spent a tremendous amount of time in prayer, 50, 60 hours a week, where the Lord said a lot of things to me. And, of course, now it's been many years later. So I'm taking advantage of this time. I'm going back and rereading all of the things that the Lord said to me. Now, I shouldn't admit this. I've already found a couple of things that He said to me way back there that I've pretty much let slip. You know, and I wrote down this one verse, or copied it down. It's Hebrews 2:1. It says, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things we have learned, lest at any time we should let them slip. Well, this is a good time to go back and review everything the Lord has said to you. Find out if you've let anything slip. And if you have, bring it into the present. And I've already found a couple of things. I'm going, oh, Lord, I'd forgotten about that. And it's like, I know. So, well, thank God for 1 John 1:9 that we can repent and be cleansed from all unrighteousness and forgive me, Lord. And we're right back, like the prodigal son with the robe and the ring and the sandals and the fatted calf. Hallelujah. I personally believe that was a barbecue, but you can do whatever you want. I'm from Oklahoma. We love barbecue. Now, I do believe this, that in this time, there is no fear. But I believe two of our best friends in the Word of God is the 23rd Psalm and the 91st Psalm. Now, let me read these to you. It may be in a while. Let me just read this Word of God. Listen, this is you and your Lord. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Now, coronavirus, listen. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me right in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory to God. The 91st Psalm is a little longer, but I think it's good to hear it again. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. But see, that's fellowship. That's exactly what he's been calling us to during these 9 prophecies that came through Pastor Bronk. Come away with me. Come away with me. Spend that time with me. Dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. Be in my presence, says the Lord. Verse 2, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him shall I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor for the arrow that flieth by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. Don't be afraid. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, thy habitation, there shall no evil befall thee. Listen to this. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon, shalt thou trample under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. And I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. And with long life will I satisfy him, show him my salvation. Glory to God. God's word never fails because God never fails. Now, one other thing, Otter, on this little update here. And I know I'm speaking to mature believers for the most part who are watching this video. Because you are mature, I'm going to talk to you like adults, because you know, just like I know, that whether we're meeting at the church building or not, the bills, the salaries, and all of those things still have to be paid. And as you know, in the New Testament, there's really only 2 ways to give scripturally. One, let every man purpose in his own heart what he would like to give. Second, as the Lord's steward, if he says an amount to you that he would like for you to give, then you should give that. Now, some have asked, well, with the church shut down, what's the best way to give? And so I checked. The best way, with the current circumstances the way they are, just mail in a check. You know, if you want to give to the prayer center, just write a check and physically mail it to them. Okay? And here's the address, just in case you don't have that at home. It's the Family Prayer Center. You can make the check out to the Family Prayer Center, or you can make it out to Dave Roberson Ministries, either one. But mail it to the Family Prayer Center, Post Office Box 725, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74 101. That's the Family Prayer Center, Post Office Box 725, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74101. Now, you know at the Prayer Center, we teach very little, really, about offerings or givings. We hardly ever even have an exhortation over the offering, not that that's wrong. We never want you giving legalistically or, you know, not by compulsion, not because you have to, God forbid. Neither do we, if you're the one of the ones that's been laid off. My own son-in-law has been laid off from his job because the restaurant had to close down. He works at a pizza restaurant here in town. They're closed. So we understand there's a lot of people without income. Well, we're not asking you to give and deprive your family at all. But those that can, and those that are mature and understand the bills have got to go, you know, the bills got to be paid, the electric company still wants their money, and so forth. If, as the Lord would lead you, or as you purpose in your own heart, thank God for mature believers that understand supporting the church by prayer, by finances, and by every other way. Well, listen, I'm going to close for now. We are going to have teaching available on Sunday. I don't know whether, hopefully it'll be posted. They'll be at both websites, daveroberson.org and garycarpenter.org, and perhaps even at Alan Taylor's ministry. I'm not sure about that. Alan's been in Canada handling some family business. I talked with him last night. They made it back into the United States before the border got shut down. So they were in Wyoming last night. So praise God, we have Alan and the family back in the USA. Hallelujah. Well, anyway, Sunday there will be a message, something fresh and new, manna from heaven, and that will be posted either Sunday or Monday. So looking forward to what's coming next. Say it with me one more time. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. We love you. See you again soon. Bye-bye for now.